The target was big and he looked mean, so beating him would look like an important victory. But he talked to no one, greeted no one. He was out of his territory, and several of the other bullies were casting resentful glances at him, sizing him up. There might have been a fight here today even if Ashiel hadn't picked this soup line, this stranger. Sergeant was cool as you please, slipping into place directly in front of the target. For a moment, the target just stood there looking at him as if he couldn't believe what he was seeing. Surely this little kid would realize his deadly mistake and run away. But Sergeant didn't even act as if he noticed the target was there. "Hey," said the target. He shoved Sergeant hard, and from the angle of the push, Sergeant should have been propelled away from the line. But as Ashiel had told him, he planted a foot right away and launched himself forward, hitting the bully in front of the target in line, even though that was not the direction in which the target had pushed him. The bully in front turned around and snarled at Sergeant, who pleaded, "He pushed me." "He hit you himself," said the target. "Do I look that stupid?" said Sergeant. The bully in front sized up the target. A stranger. Tough, but not unbeatable. "Watch yourself, skinny boy." That was a dire insult among bullies, since it implied incompetence and weakness. "Watch your own self." During this exchange, Ashiel led a picked group of younger kids toward Sergeant, who was risking life and limb by staying right up between the two bullies. Just before reaching them, two of the younger kids darted through the line to the other side, taking up posts against the wall just beyond the target's range of vision. Then Ashiel started screaming. "What the hell do you think you're doing, you turd-stained piece of toilet paper? I send my boy to hold my place in line and you shove him? You shove him into my friend here?" Of course, they weren't friends at all. Ashiel was the lowest status bully in this part of Rotterdam, and he always took his place as the last of the bullies in line. But the target didn't know that, and he wouldn't have time to find out. For by the time the target was turned to face Ashiel, the boys behind him were already leaping against his calves. There was no waiting for the usual exchange of shoves and brags before the fight began. Ashiel began it and ended it with brutal swiftness. He pushed hard just as the younger boys hit, and the target hit the cobbled street hard. He lay there dazed, blinking. But already two other little kids were handing big, loose cobblestones to Ashiel, who smashed them down, one, two, on the target's chest. Bean could hear the ribs as they popped like twigs. Ashiel pulled him by his shirt and flopped him right back down on the street. He groaned, struggled to move, groaned again, lay still. The others in line had backed away from the fight. This was a violation of protocol. When bullies fought each other, they took it into the alleys, and they didn't try for serious injury. They fought until supremacy was clear and it was over. This was a new thing, using cobblestones, breaking bones. It scared them, not because Ashiel was so fearsome to look at, but because he had done the forbidden thing, and he had done it right out in the open. At once, Ashiel signaled Pope to bring the rest of the crew and fill in the gap in the line. Meanwhile, Ashiel strutted up and down the line, ranting at the top of his voice. "You can disrespect me. I don't care. I'm just a cripple. I'm just a guy with a gimp leg. But don't you go shoving my family. Don't you go shoving one of my children out of line. You hear me? Because if you do that, some truck's gonna come down this street and knock you down and break your bones, just like happened to this little pinprick. And next time, maybe your head's going to be what breaks till your brains fall out on the street. You gotta watch out for speeding trucks like the one that knocked down this fart for brains right here in front of my soup kitchen." There it was. The challenge. My kitchen. And Ashiel didn't hold back, didn't show a spark of timidity about it. He kept the rant going, limping up and down the line, staring each bully in the face, daring him to argue. Shadowing his movements on the other side of the line were the two younger boys who had helped take down the stranger, and Sergeant strutted at Ashiel's side, looking happy and smug. They reeked of confidence, while the other bullies kept glancing over their shoulders to see what those leg grabbers behind them were doing. And it wasn't just talk and brag, either. When one of the bullies started looking belligerent, Ashiel went right up into his face. However, as he had planned beforehand, he didn't actually go after the belligerent one. He was ready for trouble, asking for it. Instead, the boys launched themselves at the bully directly after him in line. Just as they leapt, Ashiel turned and shoved the new target, screaming, "What do you think is so damn funny?" He had another cobblestone in his hands at once, standing over the fallen one, but he did not strike. "Go to the end of the line, you moron. You're lucky I'm letting you eat in my kitchen." It completely deflated the belligerent one, for the bully Ashiel knocked down and obviously could have smashed was the one next lower in status. So the belligerent one hadn't been threatened or harmed, and yet Ashiel had scored a victory right in his face, and he hadn't been a part of it. The door to the soup kitchen opened. At once Ashiel was with the woman who opened it, smiling, greeting her like an old friend. "Thank you for feeding us today," he said. "I'm eating last today. Thank you for bringing in my friends. Thank you for feeding my family." The woman at the door knew how the street worked. She knew Ashiel, too, and that something very strange was going on here. Ashiel always ate last of the bigger boys, and rather shamefacedly. But his new patronizing attitude hardly had time to get annoying before the first of Poke's crew came to the door.